ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां श्रितः इति त्रिशंकोर इति त्रिशंकोर वेदानो वचनम् ओम शन्नो मित्रशंवरुणः शन्नो मित्रशंवरुणः शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्नो भवत्वरियमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि
त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं
ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि
त्वमेव
प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि
ऋतं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
सत्यं वदिष्यामि
तन्मामवतु
तन्मामवतु
तद्वक्तारमवतु
तद्वक्तारमवतु
अवतु माम्
अवतु माम्
अवतु वक्तारम्
अवतु वक्तारम्
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
टुडे वी आर स्टार्टिंग द सेकंड पार्ट ऑफ द तैत्रीय उपनिषद नोन एज ब्रह्मानंदवल्ली एंड दिस पार्ट इज आल्सो कॉल्ड ब्रह्मवल्ली इज आल्सो कॉल्ड आनंदवल्ली Three names are there for this one chapter. Brahmavalli, Anandavalli, Brahmanandavalli. Like the first chapter is known as Sikshavalli because it begins with the word, the first word of the chapter is Siksha. Siksham vyakhyasyamaha. The chapter begins with the word Siksha, therefore it is called Sikshavalli. Similarly, this chapter begins with the word Brahma, therefore it is called Brahmavalli. And there is the special part, unique aspect of this chapter is, there is analysis of Anandaha. Or happiness, known as Ananda Mimamsa, measuring of happiness. That makes this chapter very unique. Therefore, because this analysis of Anandaha, what Anandaha is, what happiness is discussed here. In this chapter, it's also called Anandavalli. And that Anandaha is none other than Brahman. It's also discussed here. That is called Brahmanandavalli. Three names. And the speciality of the Taittiriya Upanishad is, this is from the Krishna Yajurveda, and this Upanishad has two Shanti Mantras. Like first, usually every time we study any Upanishad, there's we chant one Shanti Mantra. And this Upanishad has two Shanti Pathas. The Shanno Mitraha is a Shanti Pathaha which we study in the beginning of Sikshavalli. And for this second and third chapters, we have other Shanti Mantra, which is a very famous, familiar, already known one, Sahana Bhavatu. So, we have to begin with the Sahana Bhavatu. Okay? Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Sahaviryam Karavavahai,
Sahaviryam Karavavahai,
Tejasvinavadhitamastu,
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 Ma vidvishavahai,
Ma vidvishavahai,
Ma vidvishavahai,
Ma vidvishavahai,
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti,
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
You already know the meaning of this Shanti Pataha, but still I will tell you briefly the meaning once, because we are starting it for the first time today. Om. I need not tell the meaning of this word. You already know. It's good. You already know. Then, Saha, together. There are two, no? When you say Sa and Visarga, you put, it's a third person singular pronoun. Saha, Pratikaha. You know, Saha, David. Like that, Saha. That Saha is different. Third person singular pronoun. Now we have Saha is an indeclinable word which means together. Saha. Saha together. Then Na Vavatu, if you split, you get Nau Avatu. Na Vavatu, if you split it, Nau Avatu. And the Sandhi, the euphonic combination we have there is Yecho Ayava Yavaha. Okay? Isn't it? Here, no, it's a grammatical, yes, we don't need to worry about it. Now plus Avatu Navavatu. Avatu means may protect. In fact, the word, even this Om, has come from the root Av. Avati Rakshati Iti Om. Know that? The root is what? Av. Avati means protects. Rakshati. And Om has come, is formed from that root Av. Anyway, so Avatu, Avatu may protect. So it's who may he protect, even if you say Bhagavan Ishwaraha. These two words are masculine gender words. Like in English language, when you say river or a ship, you say, use the word she. The ship does not mean she, okay? Not a female person. But still, it's a feminine gender word, isn't it? familiar word like that in Sanskritam also. Bhagavan, Ishvaraha are masculine gender words. Therefore, we say what? May he protect. When you say may he protect, may Bhagavan protect us. Nav means us. Actually, nas is a dual of us. Therefore, may the Lord protect us, both of us. Nav means both of us, the teacher and the student taught together. They must be protected simultaneously. They must be protected together, because protection of one person will make the teaching learning impossible. So both of us should be protected. So may Bhagavan, Bhagavan is implied. May Bhagavan, Om Sahana Vavatu. May Bhagavan protect us, protect both of us together. And protection here is what? Stands for Jnanam. Protection stands for here Jnanam. May Law Bhagavan protect both of us together. Means may the teacher be protected. May the student also be protected. May the teaching take place. May communication be there properly. May there be understanding, so that may there be jnanam. Therefore, may we both be protected. So the avatu here stands for knowledge. Once you gain the jnanam, once you study, understand, gain the jnanam, that the knowledge should be effective. How will the knowledge, how, when can you say knowledge is effective? Only when you are able to remain unaffected by all the situations in life. Without changing the situations outside, the situations, you can withstand the situations, you can be objective towards the situations, you can remain unaffected by the situations, means you have protected your mind from the situations. That unaffectedness is possible only if the knowledge becomes ascertained. That is the jnana phalam. Jnana phalam is what? The benefit of knowledge, the fruit of knowledge really is there only if the knowledge works in the form of unaffectedness. It's a very important thing. So, do you get what I'm saying? We study Shastram, we understand everything, and still, I know Brahman, I know what I am, but you know, still I am affected by situations. Still I am not free from the situation. I am not unaffected by situation. I am still affected by situations. Still things really trouble me, harass me. Means what is the benefit of knowledge? Therefore, the knowledge should benefit us. How? In the form of being blessed with unaffectedness, which implies the having this knowledge ascertained, assimilated. Therefore, jnana palam is prayed by the next line. Sahanau bhunaktu. The one word bhunaktu means may the Lord nourish. Bhunaktu literally means may nourish. Okay, again, now bhunaktu, may Bhagavan nourish both of us together. Saha now bhunaktu. So nourishment implies may Bhagavan bless us with all that we need so that teaching can take place, learning can take place, communication will be proper, possible, understanding takes place, knowledge takes place, and not only knowledge takes place, knowledge becomes effective. Also, that, so jnanam is prayed by the word avatu. Through the word avatu, you pray, express your prayer for knowledge. Through the word bhunaktu, you express your prayer for the effectiveness of the knowledge. I mean, benefit of the knowledge. Jnanaya avatu shabdasya prayogaha, jnana phalaya bhunaktu shabda prayogaha. Okay?
Sahanau bhunaktu, sahanau bhunaktu. Saha viryam karavavahai, saha viryam karavavahai.
Saha, together, viryam karavavahai. May we both be strong. May we be blessed with strength. All those strength, the strength born of our understanding, the emotional strength and the physical strength, the strength to follow dharma, the strength to live dharma, the strength gained as a result of living a dharma, and strength by understanding Shastram, the strength born of the understanding of the Shastram, may we have, and may we have the strength of knowledge, may we have the strength of assimilated vision. There is no greater strength than having the vision of the Shastram assimilated. There's no greater strength. What is the strength? The strength is knowledge. Knowledge is the strength. Understanding is the strength. I tell you, where is strength? Following, living a life of dharma, commitment to live a life of dharma, blesses us with strength. Fearlessness. But still, commitment to live a life of dharma will bless one with relative strength. And understanding of dharma, living a life of dharma is a strength. Thereafter, as a result of living a clean life, understanding of the Shastram takes place, knowledge takes place, which is a greater strength. When the knowledge becomes assimilated, that is the absolute strength, the greatest strength. Okay? Therefore, may we both be blessed with, which implies both physical strength and actually emotional strength. Okay? May we both be blessed with the strength. May we both enjoy strength. Saha viryam karavavahai. Tejasvina avadhita mastu. Can say two ways of saying it. Tejasvinau adhitam astu. Like another ayavayavasandhi. Tejasvinau. We split it first. Then adhitam astu. Adhitam astu means may the subject matter of the scripture which is being taught be understood well. Adhitam astu. Studied well, understood well, studied well, studied properly. Ivat adhitam astu. made Shastram be studied properly, adhitam astu. No? Thereby, once Shastram is studied properly, taught properly, learned properly, then that understanding caused, understanding born, inner leisure shines as a luster in the face of the person, which expresses itself in the form of Tejas. So Tejas we know means what? May we both have the Tejas born of the understanding, which is because of the study of the Shastram. May we have the Tejas born of the knowledge gained by the appropriate, proper study of the Shastram. This is one meaning. So Tejas we know means may we both have Tejas. Adhi, how may we both have Tejas? Tejas we know. It's an incomplete thing. We have to understand that correctly. Tejas we know means those both together with Tejas. May we both have Tejas. May we both have brilliance expressed in our face. Brilliant, isn't it? Always clarity is likened to brilliance, brightness. Knowledge is likened to brilliance. Ignorance is likened to darkness. You know that very well. So may we both have brilliance of our mind expressed in our face. That brilliance, the face expressing one's inner clarity and brilliance is called Tejas, Virtus. Tejas we know, may we both have Tejas, which is expression of our brilliance. Isn't it? Born of the study of the Shastram. The Tejas we know. For the Tejas, what should happen first? Adhitam astu. Adhitam is a past passive participle. Adhita, studied. So adhitam astu. May it be studied properly. Thereby may there be knowledge. Thereby may there be brilliance. Thereby the expression of brilliance called Tejas. So one meaning. Another meaning is what? Tejas vina avadhitam astu. Tejas vinau adhitam astu. One way of getting the meaning. Another meaning, how can you get? Tejas vina avadhitam astu. Tejas vina means what now? May I be blessed with the Tejas, the student. The second meaning, you assume the teacher already has Tejas. And you pray for your Tejas. So Tejas vina, Tejas vina dual. Tejas vina, isn't it? Singular. But the instrumental, and there it is, nominative. So Tejas vina bhavitavyam maya. May I be blessed with the Tejas, expression of brilliance, for which, for the brilliance to be expressed as Tejas, there must be brilliance. And for the brilliance to be there, there must be knowledge. For the knowledge to be there, it Shastra must be understood properly. Therefore, avadhitam astu. May the Shastram be understood properly. Adhitam studied, avadhitam understood. Look at this. If we add the ava, one prefix, change the prefix, meaning also changes. Adhitam means studied, avadhitam understood. May subject matter of the Shastram be understood by me properly, thereby may there be jnanam, thereby may there be brilliance, and may that brilliance be expressed in my face as tejas. Okay? Therefore, let me not look gloomy. Therefore, but no.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Avadhitamastu. There, what happens now? Ma vidvishavahai. See, vidvishavahai means hate each other. Ma vidvishavahai, may we not hate each other. It's a literal meaning. In order not to hate each other, in order not to have hatred towards each other, there should be accommodation of each other, isn't it? May both of us accommodate each other. And to be able to, we may differ in our views and opinions, but still we can accommodate each other. We can accommodate each other if we can have understand each other's background. Isn't it? So, O Lord, may we have proper understanding of each other's background. Thereby, may we understand each other mutually properly, so that may we have what now? Accommodate each other mutually. If we accommodate each other properly, then what? We will not have any distance between us. Isn't it? So distancelessness means not physical, we're talking about the emotional distancing is not possible. Emotionally, if we are not different, far from each other, then it is not that entanglement, okay? Then there is receptivity possible, then teaching can enter, learning can take place. The teaching has to enter, there must be, is it? Some gap must be always filled. Therefore, may we not have communication gap. May we have proper understanding of each other. Ma vidvishavahai. See, we seek Bhagavan's grace for everything. Because we have to accept, we have to be humble enough to see our limitations. We don't need to feel guilty about what we are not, what we do not have, why we make go wrong, why we make mistakes. Don't need to be guilty because natural, our problems, limitations in our understanding, in our perception, in our behavior, the whole thing. In spite of our efforts to be proper and right, and not to be wrong, in spite of our efforts, we are wrong. It's all with the mind, isn't it? The problems with the mind. And also the other person. So, best thing is what? No, pray. Pray, seek grace, and enjoy grace, and have it. Win it. Therefore, here prayer is for what? No. So, may we have this, may we not have any communication gap between each other. May the teacher try to come down to the level of the student, understand the student and try to communicate so that the student understands. And may the teacher also, may the student also try his best to raise himself to the level of the teacher. So that the communication is avoided. The gap is avoided. Isn't it? Thereby, may we have always maintained well-lubricated relationship. No rubs. This way, he says, Ma vidvishavahai. That is why in India, not only before the Shastra study, before lunch also, whenever we sit together to do anything, we chant this. Before eating, before doing anything, when we do anything together, we always Ma vidveshavahai e Ma vidveshavahai e. We don't foolishly, mechanically say don't hate each other, maybe not hate each other. No, we want the very root cause of the hatred not to be there. What is the cause of the hatred towards anything? Some hurt, some guilt. Why there is hurt or guilt? Is it because some commission or omission on the part of each other? Why there is lacking? Because why there is commission or omission on the part of anybody? Because it is lack of what? No. If I can understand the background of the person, and it is easy for me to accommodate any nonsense. Isn't it? Then it is. You don't see, think it is wrong. It is wrong, but still accommodatable. This way. So may we have proper understanding. That is why when you chant it, don't mechanically chant this. Really pray intensely. Seek Bhagavan's grace. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Bhunaktu. Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryankaravavahai sahaviryankaravavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti
Shanti Shantihi. Okay. The prayer is emphasized very highly in the Shastram. People think straight away we study Advaita Vedanta Shastram, we understand the oneness. Where is Ishvara? Where is Bhagavan? Why should I pray? All those things. And Bhagavan knows everything. I don't need to pray. All those forms are there. And then the prayer also emphasizes one more thing subtly. Every individual should take responsibility for oneself. The sense you have to make efforts for your well-being, which is called prayatnaha, effort. We can say it is atma kripa or your own grace. Your effort is your own grace. But for your effort to become fulfilled, your effort to become effective, and for the obstacles, the unseen obstacles caused by your parabdha to be tackled, and you need an invisible, unseen force called grace, anugraha, for which you have to pray. Okay, so then pray for Ishvara Krupa, Ishvara Anugraha, Atma Anugraha first, Prayatnaha, Ishvara Anugraha, you get by prayer. Okay, with both grace, your effort also is your own grace. You seek Bhagavan's grace by praying, and both together will bless you with fulfillment. Very important. Therefore, that's why prayer is very highly emphasized. And this prayer will culminate, will come to an end by itself naturally in obtaining vision. Once you gain the vision, then prayer resolves. Okay, we'll go to the thing. As I told you earlier, the Upanishad, this part begins with the word Brahma, therefore it's called Brahmavalli. And there is an analysis of Anandaha in this chapter. Therefore, it is called Anandavalli. And Brahman and Anandaha being not two different things, being one and the same, is also discussed clearly here. Therefore, it's also called Brahmanandavalli. Let us start this now. Om.
Brahmavidāpnoti param. Brahmavidāpnoti param. Brahmavidāpnoti param. Brahmavidāpnoti param. Brahmavidāpnoti param. Brahmavidāpnoti param. Tadeshābhyukta. 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 Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Yo veda, yo veda, yo veda, yo veda nihitam guhayam, nihitam guhayam, nihitam guhayam, nihitam guhayam, parame, 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 vyoman, vyoman, vyoman. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam
guhayam parame vyoman. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda
nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. So ushnute, so ushnute, so ushnute, so ushnute, sarvan, 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 kamaan saha, kamaan saha, kamaan saha, kamaan saha, sushnute, 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 sarva, sarvan, 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 kamaan saha, kamaan saha, kamaan saha, vipaschiteti,
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 brahmana vipaschiteti,
brahmana vipaschiteti,
brahmana vipaschiteti. We stop here chanting another class. We'll see the meaning of these sentences first, then we'll go to the next mantra. This till now what we chanted, there are three portions. The first part, the second part, the third part. The first part is what? The first sentence. Om Brahmavida apnoti param. Brahmavida apnoti param. This is an aphoristic statement. In Sanskritam, we call it Sutra Vakyam. Sutra Vakyam. The whole teaching is presented in a nutshell, in a capsule form. It's a capsule statement, sentence. Brahmavit Param Apnoti. Brahmavit Param Apnoti. It's called Sutra Vakyam. And when you read this, we'll see the literal meaning first before we enter into the elaborate meaning, the implied meanings. Brahma is implied, the word which implies the reality, Brahma. With means the one who knows. Brahma with means the one who knows Brahman. The knower of Brahman is called Brahmavit. Brahmattai arindavan. Paramburulai arindavan. The one who knows Brahman is called Brahmavit. Vit is from the root vit, from the verb veti. Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman. Apnoti. Apnoti means attains. What does the knower of Brahman attain? Param. Param means the absolute, the ultimate end, the absolute end is meant by the word param. So what is that which is said to be the absolute end? The end accomplishing which everything else becomes accomplished. Then nothing else needs to be achieved after accomplishing that is called absolute end. How to know what is the absolute end? If we have achieved some ends, accomplished some ends, and having attained those ends, still you want to achieve something else, then whatever you accomplished is not an ultimate end. The end which puts an end to accomplishing, which, no, the desire for accomplishing any other end will not be there. That end is the absolute end. So, the absolute end is mokshaha. Therefore, the knower of Brahman attains mokshaha. Freedom from the sense of being a wanting person. The freedom from all limitations, freedom from all problems of life, and freedom from sorrow. So, Brahmavit Param Apnoti, the knower of Brahman attains Mokshaha, the absolute end. And this is a Sutra Vakyam, and this Sutra Vakyam really must evoke some questions. There are three words are there: Brahma, Brahmavit attains Param. So three questions also should come. What are three questions? What is Brahman? Brahmavit Param Apnoti. What is Brahman? Who can become the Brahmavit? Isn't it? Brahmavit. First, what is Brahman? And the Brahmavit is the one who knows Brahman. How does one know Brahman? What is Brahman? Question number one. How does one know Brahman? Second question. How does one know Brahman? It's the second question. Then third question is what? What is Param? If we do not know what is meant by the word Param, if we do not know what moksha is, then you will not be interested in attaining moksha. In fact, most of the times, people do not want moksha. And even if they want to, you know, people do not want. Therefore, what moksha is has to be understood. So here, the three questions are what? What is Brahman? How to know Brahman and become Brahmavit? And what is that mokshaha? What is Param? Three questions come. And the answer for these three questions has to be given. So the brief answer has to be given. And thereafter, elaborate answer also has to be given. So the following sentence, look at this. Tadesha bhyukta, tadesha bhyukta. And then the answer for these three questions is given by the same Upanishad immediately in the following sentence. But this Taittiriya Upanishad gives an answer for these three questions, quoting a mantra, not from the same Veda, but quoting the mantra from another Veda, called Rig Veda. So, Rik Mantraha. Rik means a mantra from Rig Veda is called Rik. And Rig Veda Mantraha is quoted by Taittiriya Upanishad in Taittiriya Upanishad, which belongs to a Krishna Yajurveda. Therefore, and what is that mantra quoted here for? That mantra is quoted as an answer for the three questions which should rise in a person when he knows the meaning of the sentence Brahmavit Param Apnoti. That is quoted here. So, tad, that, yesha abhyukta, yesha, this mantra. Yesha means Rik here. The Rik is called Rik Mantra. Yesha, this mantra, Abhyukta, has been quoted. this Rig Mantra has been quoted. This Rig Mantra is quoted. Where? In Rig Veda. And that Rig Mantra, what is the Rig Mantra said? Rig Mantra, and which is quoted in this Upanishad, is following. So Upanishad says, Upanishad presents a Rig Mantra here. This has been quoted, or this is quoted by me in this context. Okay, this mantra is quoted in this Upanishad. Yesha Abhyukta. Yesha, this Abhyukta has been said, quoted. For what? As an answer for the three questions. So, and then this brief answer. Brief answer for the three questions which might rise as a result of this Sutra Vakyam, that is called Vritti Vakyam. Vritti Vakyam means, or Vrittihi. Vrittihi is a brief answer, a brief explanation is called Vrittihi. Sutra Vakyam presents the whole teaching in a nutshell. And the brief meaning is called Vrittihi. And the elaborate meaning is called Vyakhyanam. Sutram should be followed by Vrittihi. Vritti should be followed by Vyakhyanam. Vyakhyanam is elaborate explanation. Vrittihi is a brief explanation. And Sutram is an aphoristic sentence. So, Brahmavit Param Apnoti is a Sutra Vakyam. And where, what is Vrittihi? Brief meaning or brief explanation is called Vrittihi. And brief explanation is given where? Given by the Rigveda Mantra. And Rigveda Mantra, that Rigveda Mantra which presents the brief explanation is quoted here in Taittiriyam. Okay, what is that brief explanation? Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This is the answer for the first question. What is the first question? What is Brahman? The brief explanation. A brief answer for the question, what is Brahman? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. We'll see the meaning later on. Then, what is the next question? How to attain Brahman? How to attain Brahman? How to know Brahman? How to know Brahman? You can never attain Brahman. We have to only know Brahman. And how to know Brahman, how to become Brahmavit? One has to know Brahman in one's own mind. One's own mind. That is said here. The next sentence. How to know? You have to know in your own mind. The answer is given. The next question's answer is given what? Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman.
This, how to know Brahman, for this question, one has to know Brahman in one's own mind. That answer is given in the next sentence. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. Till there, is it? That sentence, the answer for the next question is there. Then if we attain, what is the benefit of knowing Brahman? If we know Brahman, you attain moksha. Only by knowing Brahman, one can attain moksha, the absolute end. Without the knowledge of Brahman, other than knowing Brahman, attainment of anything else will not be a means for attainment of the absolute end, moksha. Therefore, that is said what now? And what is that moksha? What is that absolute end? That is said by the following sentence.
So ushnute sarvan kaman sah, sarvan kaman sah.
So ushnute sarvan kaman sah, brahmana
vipaschiteti, brahmana vipaschiteti.
I have not yet explained anything. I'm only introducing the mantras. So ashnute saha ashnute sarvan kaman brahmana vipaschita, brahmana saha vipaschita iti. Okay? That iti says what? Thus quotes the Rig mantra. Now thus quotes. Thus says the Rig Veda. Iti, enr. Thus iti. But till that, vipaschita iti, till then, what is moksha? What is moksha? What is param? Is explained in that, briefly explained in that sentence. The answer for what is moksha is briefly given in this sentence. Saha soshnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. Okay? Look at these three questions which rise when you read the sutra vakyam are answered in three following sentences. How? Not elaborately, briefly. Therefore, so satyam jnanam anantam brahma is a brief answer for what is Brahman. How to know Brahman? For that question, answer is given in the next sentence. Yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman. And the next sentence actually, that part answer for the second question is given briefly. And what is param? What is the absolute end? What is moksha? For that question, answer is given in the next. So ushnute sarvan kaman saha brahmana vipaschiteti. There the answer for the third question is briefly presented. So till then, this part, the answer for these three questions, which is briefly given, briefly explained in these sentences, and these sentences which present these answers for these three questions is called what now? Vrittihi. A new technical term, learn this, vrittihi. Vrittihi, a brief explanation. But brief explanation is not enough for us to understand
brief answer is not really enough. We need what? Elaborate explanation, which is called Vyakhyanam. And after Vipaschiteti, there onwards, the whole section is Vyakhyanam. Okay? The whole chapter is explanation of one sentence, Brahmavit Param Apnoti. Got it? So we are not going to do the Vyakhyanam. We cannot even do the Vritti. We have to see what now? Only Sutra Vakyam first. So we have Brahmavit Apnoti Param. And Shankara's Bhashyam goes like big thing for this. Okay. So, one who knows Brahman attains the absolute end called Mokshaha. That sentence again repeats, reveals what? Jnanam being the only means for mokshaha. And other than jnanam, any other discipline being not a direct means for mokshaha also is revealed. And thereafter, tad yesha abhyukta, Upanishad quotes, says, this Rig Mantra is quoted by me here as a brief explanation of this sentence, Sutra Vakyam, which is called a Vrittihi, and till which the Rig Mantra Vipaschiteti, till then it is a Rig Mantra quoted by Taittiriya Upanishad, which belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. Okay, then we'll see the first sentence. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
This is a definition of Brahman. This sentence is what now? Defines Brahman. What is Brahman is defined here. And the definition is called Lakshana Vakyam. Lakshana Vakyam means what now? Definition. So we have to see the meanings of each word separately. Brahman. First we see the meaning. And before we see the meaning of each word, Brahman, Jnana, Anantam, Jnanam, Satyam, etc., each word you have to see. Brahman, meaning of the word Brahman, and meaning of the word Anantam, then the meaning of the word Satyam, then the meaning of the word Jnanam. We have to see the meanings like that. The meanings. See, the connection, there is always connection between a word and the meaning. It is very important to know, get the correct meaning of the words. And because whole Veda uses only lots of words to drive home the great vision. Therefore, in tradition, the word and its meanings, you know, the contextual meanings, implied meanings, different meanings
or the word and the meanings are very, very thoroughly, highly analyzed in the tradition. And there is, every word has a general, simple, literal meaning. That is called primary meaning. It's called mukhyartha. Mukhyartha is a literal primary meaning. And there is an other meaning also. The words, the other meanings, in keeping with the context, in keeping with the thing, the meaning may convey, the words may convey different things. The same word may mean, give a different meaning. Lakshyartha. Lakshyartha. And there again, there are various types of lakshyarthas. Various types of lakshyarthas are there, not one type of lakshyartha. Therefore, but here we are not going into, that is a shabda shastram, okay? We are not going into the etymology or anything, because the shabda shastram, the various types of implied meanings, all we are going, not going to see here. But we are going to see, what now? One type of lakshyartha, okay? The implied meaning, because which is very much required for us here to understand our words used here in the shastra. So, mukhyartha, primary meaning, lakshyartha, implied meaning. Mukhyartha, lakshyartha. We all went to Spire Court. There were a lot of peaches, colorful peaches in the basket. There were peaches in the basket. We all ate peaches. The word peach, when you say we saw the peaches, the word peach means the whole peach. The skin, the flesh, the seed, the color, everything. When you say we ate peach, the word peach intellectually negates the seed, filters the seed. When you say I ate peach, when you say we saw peaches, there the word peach means the total aspect. The meaning of the word peach is different. When you say we ate peach, only eatable part of the peach. Eka deshaha. Okay? So, Purna padarthaha, ekadesha arthaha, ekadesha arthaha. You have to bear with me. Taittiriya Upanishad we have come to. So we have to go like this. Purna padarthaha, ekadesha padarthaha. Padasya arthaha, padarthaha means anything indicated by a given word. Padasya arthaha padarthaha. In Tamil, padartha means some snack. Okay? Don't think of any padartham here, palaharam here. There's a problem with people. Padartham. And palaharam. No. Here, even in India, isn't it? So, pada artha means any object indicated by any word is padartha. An object is called padartha. But purna padartha means what? The meaning, isn't it? The mean total the meaning of the word. Word indicating the object totally. A word indicating a given aspect of the object. That's why I give the simplest example here. We saw peaches. We all ate peaches. There the word peach, the first sentence, the word peach means Purna Padartha. We ate peach. The next sentence, Ekadesha Artha. That means you don't need to do big analysis to know. It's only Ekadesha Artha. Effortlessly, you're sharp enough to filter the meaning, filter the seeds and take only the eatable part of the peach. Is it clear? I'm not talking about the seedless peach here. Another problem. We have another problem, isn't it? Anyway. So, Ekadesha Padarthaha and Purna Padarthaha. Is it clear now? I'm developing now. We'll come back and see. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.